Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's great to have you on this beautiful day of worship as we celebrate Pentecost and all the wonderful things that the Holy Spirit has done for us and will continue to do for us. A few announcements before we get started. Thanks for all of those who participated in Dine and Donate on Tuesday. We had a great turnout. A lot of Moravians there. We raised a lot of money. I think we had over $1,500 in sales, and that led to about over $200 that was donated to our mission team, which will be very impactful. I want to thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedules to go support that cause. Please don't forget, Sweep the Streets will be May 25th, 26th, and 27th in Dover, and they're meeting at the Lutheran Church on the Square at 10:45. Lunch Bunch will be at Mindy's today following worship. Elders will meet tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And OMMC will meet on the following night on Tuesday at 7 p.m. as well. Please don't forget, sign up for the Strawberry Festival, which will be on June 9th. And for the summer lawn mowing schedule, are available in the narthex. And also one note, somebody asked me to remind you that since we are Moravians and we can make something into a tradition if we do it twice, there's a Dine and Donate on this coming Tuesday, also at Texas Roadhouse, and that is for the National Alliance of Mental Illness for Tusk and Carrollton, an important organization to help. So if you have another Tuesday free and you're looking to help support another cause by eating a delicious meal, that's a great organization to support. Anybody else with any other announcements? Yeah, Kaylin. Thank you, Kate. Let's give a round of applause to all of our Sunday school. As Kaylin said, my Moravian history slash theology classes, we're going to have one final class. But the thing is, this is not building up on previous information. We're going to do a spiritual companioning group. We'll give you an example of what that looks like. And that is going to be inspired on the Moravian choir system of the 18th century. And so if you have not been to any of the classes, you're welcome to join us there. All it is an opportunity to talk about some open-ended questions and talk about how God is working in our lives. We just did about 10 or 15 minutes today, and we had some real powerful sharing, and I think it's a great opportunity to talk about how the Spirit works in all of us. And I just want to continue to uplift our Sunday school program, because I've served churches in much greater size, and none of them have the diversity in some of the adult Sunday school classes that we do. And we really do have something for everyone. And I want to thank all of our teachers and our students who make it an important aspect of our church. I think we almost have 50% attendance of people who worship on a Sunday in Sunday school. So that's phenomenal. Any other announcements at this? Linda?
We have a few.
Okay, thank you. Anybody looking to sign up for the birthday and anniversary cake, please do so. Emily?
I just wanted to thank everybody who came out to the Texas Roadhouse Dine to Donate last week. Ben and I were astounded with how many people from our congregation showed up. We wound up, I got the email from Texas Roadhouse, our Moravian group generated over $1,500 in sales that night, and so we have a check for like $230
Yes, our evangelism committee is thinking about giving away steaks in church to increase attendance because of all the attendance that we've got. Any other announcements at this point? Yeah, Tammy.
Just real quick, I just want to invite everybody to come next Saturday for your graduation. It's going to be a wonderful experience. And if you have any questions,
Thank you very much. We look forward to celebrating that wonderful day for him. Any other announcements? All right, at this moment, I invite you to stand as we stand and greet one another. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Melissa.
At this time, I invite you to remain standing as we join together in the watchword for Pentecost. And our watchword this week comes from the Psalms, Psalm 104, verses 24. And we'll take a second to get there, but we'll get there. For those of you that have your bulletin, we can read along together. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. Amen. You may be seated.
Please stand for the call to worship. May the glory of the Lord endure forever.
May the Lord rejoice in his works.
Let us sing to the Lord as long as we live.
May we sing praises to God all the days of our life.
Please remain standing as we sing on Pentecost Day Gathering.
the liturgy for Pentecost and spiritual renewal found on page 95 in your hymnal. Church. With the sound of mighty wind and flashing fire, you brought life to the church in Jerusalem.
You filled those Christ-new believers with power, and they became Christ's witnesses, speaking boldly for the word of truth.
You continue to transform believers, healing, reconciling, empowering. Lives are turned around, emptiness is filled, drifting hearts are given direction.
You vitalize the wavering church, lavishing gifts upon us, forging unity, giving new vision. You turn our eyes from the wistful memories of yesterday to the new things you are doing among us now.
We worship and extol you, our teacher, guide, and comforter. You make Christ known to us and make us your holy temple.
By your presence, the church in all of its diversity together in unity.
You may be seated. Interceding Spirit, we do not know how to pray as we ought, but you understand our deepest needs and present them with love to the Father. Lead us now to repentance and confession. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of the life in Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death. We believe God's promise in these last days. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Upon both men and women in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall speak my message.
The Spirit of God dwells in us, if we belong to Christ. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we receive power and we become God's witnesses. The diverse and empowering gifts of the Spirit are given to each one for the common good. None of us is useless to God. None of us is sufficient alone. We serve through the body of Christ, and we depend on the people of Christ.
The Spirit's gifts are given to equip believers for the work of ministry, to build up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
To the offerings that we offer God. Pentecost is a great day to be remembered that all of us offer God different spiritual gifts, different emotional gifts, and different financial gifts. But it is the same Spirit of God that works through each one of those gifts, equally and unconditionally. So let us take time to give to God.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. Dear Savior, we thank you for calling us out of each tribe and language. When we focus too much on our differences and not enough on our similarities, help us to remember it is the same God that has formed each one of us and allows us to see. Amen. You may be seated. In our prayers this week, we have a lot to be prayerful about and thank God for his wonderful blessings in our lives. And we continue to uplift Rick Swallow in prayer as he continues to get treatments for his lymphoma. We continue to uplift Janie Martin in prayer as she was hospitalized again this past week and had another procedure, and she is looking forward to getting home in the immediate future. We remember the father of one of our previous ministers, the Reverend Bruce Weeknecht. His father, Jay Weeknecht, passed away last Sunday. So we offer sympathy of resurrection hope to him and his family. The service for Jay was held this past Saturday at Emmaus Moravian. And we continue to hold Bruce and his family in our prayers. We also continue to uplift all of the things that have been going on in our nation for children in Houston and in Georgia, where school shootings took place this past week. And we continue to pray for the peace and safety of all our children, and that we can come together and find solutions that remind us that we are blessed to be peacemakers. We also continue to pray for our world, for Gaza and Nicaragua, and all the places across the world that are dealing with some intense turmoil. Help these people to see that peace is the way out, and that they can find a reconciliation that helps the least of these, the people who really need help, and that we can all come together in serving God. And I also ask for continued prayer of Jim Harrison. He's the owner of the Napa store in Sugar Creek. He has been diagnosed with cancer, so we continue to uplift him in prayer. For Janet Jenkins, who has a surgery coming up in the near future, for her health and continued strength, and for Dave as her caregiver. Also, Emily and I want to give thanks as a blessing for all of you that have wished us a happy first anniversary. We want to thank you all very much. We survived our first year of marriage, so I think we're entitled to a drink tonight. That's really, truly, it has been a blessing, and we cannot think of a better place that has been more helpful. Hold on, Amy. That has helped us on this journey and really helped us take care of one another. One other thing I want to mention, McKenna Cannon, we want to uplift her. She was the first recipient of the Barb Ballin Scholarship, so we want to uplift her and all that wisdom that McKenna carries with her. And just, I want her face to turn completely red right here, so that's, I'm kidding. Let's give McKenna a round of applause. I truly want to uplift, we have a lot of talented students in this congregation. People who work hard to really put their education. I think of Chloe, who was named section leader in her band as a sophomore, and had her musical celebration this past week, and Jacob, and Charlotte, and Kira, and Ryland, who had his first Little League hit this past week. I'm very excited for you. So. And remember, I get 5% if I'm your agent someday. So. Amy, did you have something?
Mm-hmm. And then we killed
her back,
but a couple weeks ago, she found out she had
brain cancer. Okay. Sure. We will definitely uplift them in prayer. And just a lot of people getting cancer treatments and other treatments of any kind and a lot of surgeries. And there's always something to be prayerful about. So let's take a moment in silence as we invite God into this time of prayer. Gracious God, good and gracious God, we come before you with gratitude in our hearts for the gifts that you give us. Most importantly, we think about on this day of Pentecost how you call us out of all these different areas of life, out of each tribe, out of each language, out of each religion, out of each people, You call us and you bring us together and help us to always remember that community is a gift that should always be shared. Gracious God, we come to you with heavy hearts for people who are enduring cancer treatments, for people who have upcoming surgeries, people who are going through difficult times. We turn all these over to you, knowing that you are listening. And we think of those who have joined Life Eternal this past week, for Jay Weeknecht and his family, and for the kids in Texas and Georgia. We've lost way too many kids to gun violence. Help us to start finding solutions, to put our prayers in action, so that we can truly be a peaceful and happy nation and world. And gracious God, as we get ready to prepare our hearts for communion, help us to accept the fact that we are sinners, that we make mistakes, that sometimes we screw up, but we are surrounded by your grace in all we do. And we can take communion in our hearts and with a smile on our face, for we know that you paid the price for our invitation to the table. And we are so thankful that you are willing to lay down your life, not just for the world, but for each one of us personally. And help us to continue to seek and foster and build a relationship with you, God. In all we say, all we do, and all we pray. In your name we pray. Amen.
The scripture reading is Psalm 104, 31-34. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles. Who touches the mountains and smoke? I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord.
Did a great job sharing how God leads to us in song and spirit. As we turn our hearts to our New Testament lesson today, it comes from the second chapter of Acts, verses 1 through 21, and we look at the day of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rushing of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now they were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all those who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, and Egypt, and the parts of Libya along the Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, they are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days there will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and the signs of the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. May the reading of God's holy word reach your heart, your minds, and your actions. Thanks be to God. At this time, I invite the children to come forward for the children's moment. Come on up.
Remembering that God loves. And I hope you can share with your friends in different ways today. God loves you. So before we have our moment of prayer, we're going to collect our joyful noise. I believe it's for Campstar Hollow this month, right? It is.
So let us take a moment in prayer as we get ready to hear the word of God today. God, we come before you thankful for the opportunity to be in community, to share your love with one another, to feel your presence, and to know that no matter where we are in our life, you love us. Whether we say it in Spanish, French, sign language, or English, we know that God loves us. In your name we pray. Amen. So since today is a day of Pentecost, I'm gonna do my message a little bit differently than I normally do, and it feels fitting that on Pentecost that I should be moving around the sanctuary as the Holy Spirit moves me. So you're actually gonna see me throughout this sermon go to different locations as I share the Word of God with you, and hopefully it'll throw you a little bit like it threw off the people on the day of Pentecost. But Pentecost is a time to celebrate. To celebrate the fact that God brings people together. God calls each of his children out of very different social locations to show us that God's love excludes no one. God's love excludes no one. All races, genders, and social classes share equally in the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. And I thought it would be fun today to talk about how God still works uniquely through many different denominations and people in the body of Christ. It was Zinzendorf who said, "Many denominations are a gift from God. See, they only become sinful when denominations begin fighting and arguing amongst themselves about which is the best or which has the one way, the one truth, and the one light to Jesus Christ. But when they work together, they are a true blessing." And so what I'm going to do today, I will walk across this sanctuary and ask many different denominations how they feel the Holy Spirit working through them. And I'll do my best to give an average response of someone who sits in the pews of those denominations. So we're going to start our journey today right up front where I normally preach from. We're going to start with the Moravians. For once, we get to start first, people. So we're going to enjoy that for a moment.
So let us begin our journey today with the Moravians. How do Moravians feel the Holy Spirit working through them? We as Moravians often feel forgotten as a mainline Protestant denomination. And our small numbers sometimes can make us feel like the runt of the litter. And we get exhausted explaining to people in the grocery store who we are and what we believe in. And we just sometimes we just want a sticker on our t-shirt that explains what a Moravian is, so we don't always have to answer the question. But we always try our best to keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus. And we strive to be a religion of light, a compassionate religion, where you can feel God in your soul. And at our best, we are a relational people, building a strong sense of community, and we are sharing Christ's love with a renewed sense of mission. The mission has been at the forefront of what we believe since we have been a church. At our worst, we are peoples that spend more time focused on our past traditions and accomplishments rather than our current opportunities. We may not always be the most articulate about our relationship with Christ. If somebody asks us, hey, why do you believe in Jesus Christ? Sometimes we as Moravians struggle to come to that answer. But we would rather show you. We would rather show you with a smile, a handshake, a song, and some sugar cake. That's how Moravians show that we're Moravians, what we believe in, how Christ leads us. And the Holy Spirit in us recognizes the Holy Spirit in you. So we're going to head out over here. We're going to talk to our friends in Christ, the Lutherans. And we're going to hear what the Lutherans have to say about their relationship with God. And so how do Lutherans feel the Holy Spirit working through them? For Lutherans, their theology can best be summed up with one...
Sure,
no. You talk? Oh, okay. So the Holy Spirit is leading me in a new direction. Do you have it back there now?
No.
Can you hear me in the back?
No.
Okay, we're just going to go with that. So, as I was saying, the Lutherans...
Okay, Lutherans. I'm glad that we could share our first anniversary together in church this way. I was not expecting it to be that way. So how do Lutherans feel the Holy Spirit working through them? And as I was saying, Lutherans feel the Holy Spirit, you can define it with one word. It's grace. And if you grew up in Lutheran catechism like I did and some of you did, you had that word spelled out to you since you were 3 years old. And that's God's riches at Christ's expense. And that's really what Lutheran theology encapsulates. And we worship God together with no anxiety, knowing that we are not saved by our works, but by the works of God. And we have a rich history of pointing people back to the Bible and Jesus. And at our best, we are reminding people that God's love is a gift that simply needs to be shared and accepted. And at our worst, we can be inflexible to the changes that the Holy Spirit is making throughout the world. And the Holy Spirit in us recognizes the Holy Spirit in you. And we're going to head a little bit further down the communion continuum to our Catholic brothers and sisters. And many of you grew up with a relationship in the Catholic Church, and you can feel free to turn around or not, or you can just listen where you are. The point that I'm trying to show you is that what the Holy Spirit does on Pentecost is he changes where you're looking, what you're looking at, how you're looking at things. And so our Catholic brothers and sisters, how do they feel the Holy Spirit working through them? See, Catholicism is all about connecting with God through a rich history of traditions and practices. We take Mass in the same fashion that our parents did, our grandparents did, and all the saints did before us. There's something special about that for a Roman Catholic. And we value works and showing how God works through the presence of many blessed sacraments. And at our best, we are people using our rituals to connect with God in new and meaningful ways, looking for God in every small movement that we have. But at our worst, we become idolized in our traditions and just doing traditions for tradition's sake. But the Holy Spirit in us recognizes the Holy Spirit in you. And so now we're going to head a little bit more to the the thoughts and feelings spectrum of Christianity. We're going to be with our Baptist brothers and sisters over here. I got some former Baptists in here. You like to feel? Amen. So how do Baptists feel the Holy Spirit working through them? This is where we start to get a little bit more on that emotional side of our faith. We feel a lot of that heart religion that we're talking about in Moravians. This is a very showy example of that, where we're not afraid to show our faith. Baptist theology is all about recognizing that your sins have been washed away by the blood of the Lord, and that you live in that happiness. At our best, we bear, every single one of us accepts our personal accountability in our salvation. At our best, we are heartfelt testimony to all the good things that God is doing for us. And at our worst, our focus is on fire and brimstone can turn our attention away from Jesus. And the Holy Spirit in us recognizes the Holy Spirit in you. And now we're going to continue a little bit farther on that emotional spectrum. We're going to go to our brothers and sisters who are Pentecostal, who are Assembly of God. So I need to start this. Can I get an amen today?
Amen.
Amen. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
You guys are better Pentecostals than I thought you would be. That surprises. Don't go running now. That's not the message of the sermon. But what the Pentecostal and the Assembly of God church does, and one thing when you look at this spectrum of the church, is 90% of Moravians are outside of the United States. They're in Africa. They're in Latin America. And their worship style is very different than our worship style. In fact, their worship style would probably be closer to Pentecostal or Assembly to God. They're really about feeling the power of the Holy Spirit. So Pentecostals, we remind people that the Holy Spirit isn't dead, and He's alive and active in this world. We believe in creating a safe space for people to feel their relationship with God in their bodies and not just go through the motions of it all. At our best, we are creating passionate and motivated disciples. And at our worst, we are focusing on how the gifts of the Spirit are helping us rather than focusing on how the gifts of the Spirit help all of the body of Christ. And sometimes it can become a competition about who has what gifts in the church. But the Holy Spirit in us recognizes the Holy Spirit in you. And so now we're going to bring it all back to the center aisle. And I hope you see that each one of these denominations intersect at a different corner, but they all come back to the middle. And that middle is Jesus. Each one of those denominations connect with God in a very different, in a very vast way, but each one of them finds a different way to share the message of God. And that's one thing we as Moravians pride ourselves in, because our church is over 600 years old, and never once have we said we have the only way, the only opportunity to get to God. But there are people across the Christian spectrum who all bring different gifts, gifts that we don't have. And each one of these denominations is vastly different. I'm sure if many of you went to a Pentecostal or Assembly of God of church, you would be out of your comfort zone pretty quickly. I remember the first time I went to a Southern Baptist church, one of my friends from seminary took us and our classmates by bus, and we got there, and this was the first experience in my life, all four of my classmates on that bus were white. We were the only four white people in that sanctuary. So that was a different experience for me. And what I loved about that community is I signed up for that trip because I wanted to know what it feels like to be different, what it feels like to be the other in a sanctuary. And the people in that community were just so nice and so embracing of me and so welcoming that I didn't get that experience because they made me a part of who they were. And it was definitely a different experience. When I came in the door, they handed us breakfast and said, worship is going to be a little while. And I was, oh boy. Praise God the Packers had a bye week that week. Amen. And so I want you to see that none of us are perfect disciples of Christ. And it was the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 who said there are a variety of gifts, but it is the same Spirit supplying all of those gifts. Whether you're Pentecostal, whether you're Lutheran, whether you're Catholic, or whether you're Moravian, it's the same Spirit. And sometimes we need the Holy Spirit to move us from place to place in the world. Because sometimes we get stuck in our own little spot and we become entrenched in it and we refuse to move. But sometimes we need the quietness of a Lutheran worship service. Sometimes we need the energy of a Pentecostal worship service to remind us to have that fire in what we believe. And none of us are capable of delivering the Word of God on our own as one singular denomination. I mean, you think of how few Christians there would be in the world if there were no Moravians, if there were no Lutherans, if there were no Pentecostals, if there were no Catholics. How many people would not have experienced the Word of God? And it takes us all working together to do that. And that is why God gave us the precious gift of community. That is why we should be using the differences that we have as brothers and sisters as Christ to make us stronger rather than being weaker, rather than arguing about my church does it best. We are the one way, the one truth, and the one life to Jesus Christ. That's not what denominationalism should be about. It's about how can we all be the best way, the best life, and the best truth to Jesus? How can we all bring people together and connect? Because there's some people that need that fire and that brimstone of Pentecostal worship, and there's some people who need the quietness, who need that reflecting time. And neither one is better than the other as long as they're both focusing on worshiping God. And I want you to carry that in your heart as you get ready for the communion table today. Pentecost is a day to celebrate our diversity as children of God. That each one of us were made created differently, but all of us in the image of God. Each and every one of us. And whether somewhere in the African area or the Caribbean area today, a worship service is happening. And it's probably starting with liturgical dance. And I guarantee you, if the service started at 11, it didn't start exactly at 11. Sometimes their start times are very generous about how they like to start things. And it's about getting together as a community. But also in Western Pennsylvania at the same time, there's probably a Quaker worship service happening. And there's probably not a word being said. They're all sitting quietly in prayer with one another, reflecting on what God is doing for them. And right here in New Philadelphia, Ohio, in Shenron Moravian, we are getting ready to take communion together. We are getting ready to celebrate God and prepare our hearts for a spiritual, sacred time. And you know what? In each one of those situations, God is working through that equally and unconditionally. Because God loves each of us. It doesn't matter if you come from poor place like Africa, or you come from New Philadelphia, Ohio, or you come from an Amish farm in Pennsylvania. God loves each of you. And in each one of those circumstances, God is working. And that's one of the things I want you to remember about your Moravian heritage. One of the reasons why Moravians have been missions everywhere is because we don't believe that we were bringing God to a place. We believe that God was already there, and we were reminding people of that. So I want you to go about your lives and your world with a little less pressure on yourself to share the Word of God. Because guess what? No matter where you go, God is already there. God has already been there. He's already set his feet there. All you got to do is remind people of that. And Pentecost is the day where we do that, where we remind each other that God is alive and active in this world. And we have the opportunity to participate and share in that. So let us take a moment to prepare our hearts and get ready to celebrate our invitation to the Lord's Supper. God, we thank you for the gift of this community, for the blessings and the gifts and the peace that we feel. We thank you for our differences. We realize sometimes it can be challenging. Sometimes we can fight and bicker amongst ourselves. But we come before you thankful that you bring us together, and that when we live in community, we have the gift of you, the gift of God. And help us to realize that when we struggle, that the God in us recognizes the God in you, and that each one of us already have been invited to God. We just need a reminder that you are present, active, and alive in our world. And help us to carry that ministry in all we say, all we do, and all we pray. In your name we pray. Amen. At this time, I invite you to remain seated as we join together in song. hearts for communion, I remind you that the Moravian Church celebrates an open communion table. All who invite God in their hearts are invited to the table of the Lord. And I ask that if you have a child and you would like them to receive communion, just have them remain standing. If you would not like them to have communion, just have them remain seated, and I will offer them a blessing. Let us get ready to prepare our hearts. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Let us offer the right hand of fellowship. God, we thank you so much for this invitation today, an invitation to share in a communal meal in our beautiful community. We ask to be thankful for the forgiveness of sins, for the shared gift of grace and mercy that each of us feel. Help us to exchange and return that grace and mercy to all the people we encounter in our lives, for we look to turn our life of prayer into prayer in all we say and all we do, and all we reach out to. And let us pray together the words that you taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." You may be seated.
Thank you.
Please rise. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." By your divine presence, by the holy sacraments, by all the merits of your life, suffering, death, and resurrection.
Bless and offer us, gracious Lord and God. Amen.
In the same way after supper, our Lord Jesus Christ took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." You may be seated. such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit today that we actually ran out of cups. So we got a real Pentecost feeling today. Please rise. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Drink from this, all of you. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Christ, the Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Grant to us your peace. Amen.
And drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death
until he comes.
Let us offer the right hand of fellowship once again. Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace.